Warmest welcome everyone. We have a brand new episode of the Business and Dreams podcast, the best podcast ever, and I'm so happy that you're tuning in today.
Vendela, how are you today?
Too good.
Too good. How good is that?
No, but really, I'm feeling just so happy, so inspired. I feel that anything is possible. I just feel great.
I feel like we say that in every episode, probably.
Yeah.
Do we have bad days too sometimes?
We do. Sometimes.
Yeah, we
But do. I think that I thought about this. This is a sidetrack, but I have very small bad days. Like, I can have episodes, like a few hours, and then I just bounce back, and I'm like,
wow,
back on my energy. So I have very few of those, but if they happen, they're very quick, and then I just bounce back. So, yeah, my energy is always very, very high. And when I have, it could be like I get some maybe worries. I called you the other day when I had, for example. Don't have to talk too much about that, but I was just I had a small mental breakdown about one thing. But then I go down a bit, but then it's back. So, yeah.
Do you think this can be triggering to people to hear, though? More bad days?
Yeah, I'm sorry for that. But I also have to give credit to myself because I have done a lot of work in this area too.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good that you clarify that, because it can sound a bit like braggy. But before, I could have more bad days. Mm. But now, when I started doing the inner work and I started doing affirmations, I'm deciding how I feel, you know? Yeah. I have affirmed that I have amazing energy, that I wake up and I can't wait for a new day, kind of like that. So that's what I've been doing for 1.5 years. So it's no wonder, of course, I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
So, you know, so I think, and also what I do, like my daily routines, they are on top. So I'm not surprised. Like, one thing that I do that makes me feel so good is that I have this app, this meditation app, and every morning or whenever I can do it during the day, I just put it on and I do like this walking meditation. Mm-hmm. And I just step into this like mindset that I am so calm. I have achieved all my goals. Like, I think about if I would have done an exit in my company and I sold my company for $1 billion, how would I feel? You know, to
I
like
love that.
That. And then I have this meditation on and I just walk so slowly. And this maybe can be triggering if you see me in the morning, because it's usually like 8 o'clock in the morning and everyone is like rushing to the bus or like to their work. And I'm just going so slow. I go even slower when I see someone stressing, because I'm like, I'm demonstrating that this is how you can walk. So that's what I do, for example, every day. And that makes me so calm. Like, when the meditation is done, I'm like still so like happy and calm. So I feel that it's not a coincidence how you feel. Like, of course, there could be like some, like, for example, when you're depressed, there are like chemical imbalances in your body. But for example, me, if I had more anxiety and worry before, it was due to my thoughts, not any chemical imbalances. And thoughts are the ones that you can truly change. And I have done that. So credit to me.
But to be honest, I want to give a lot of credit to your thoughts. And I'm very inspired by your energy, because, I mean, you have a lot of energy every day. But I mean, let's be honest, we all have bad days. We all have days when we cry and when we are worried and all of that. So all those emotions, of course, are valid for us too. But we have also made big changes in our life. When we worked in the finance industry with
chaos.
That's a different story.
Yeah, of course.
So it is definitely, I'd say, a combination of thoughts and the mental mindset, but also putting ourselves in a situation where it's easier to thrive. 100%. When you work with your passion, when you invest in yourself, when you do something fun that feels light to you. I mean, it was so close that we didn't even decide to go full time with Business and Dreams.
It's like, what's it called, the movie when you like, she misses the train,
or yeah,
she
has
it, like, what's
sliding
it called,
door
sliding doors moment. Like, that was a true sliding door moment. We could right now been working in finance and be so not happy. Oh my God, then I wouldn't talk like this, because as you said, we put ourselves in the right circumstances. And I have to sidetrack, or it's very related actually, but I remember when you started especially doing all this, you've always been interested in personal development, but I remember like in the beginning of our career, you listened to this podcast, I think it's called The Mindset Mentor. I don't know if it's still going, but...
No, the Life Coach.
The Life Coach, what I'm talking about. The Life Coach. Credit to the Life Coach if you would ever listen to this episode. But he explained this model that it's your thoughts that ultimately determine your reality. And your thoughts lead to your emotions, you know? That's the first step. And then your emotions lead to your actions, and your actions lead to results. So it's really like a four-step formula. And... I remember that you became so curious, like, okay, if I can truly choose my thoughts, does it matter which circumstance I'm in? Because I'm responsible for my thoughts. And I remember you got so like consumed with this way of thinking. It's so interesting. And I remember you answered, you asked this guy about this question. And he said what you said there, like, of course you can choose them, but it becomes much easier if you put yourself in the right circumstance too. You don't have to do so much mental effort.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe we could be happy in the wrong career in finance, but it's so much easier to be happy now.
Yeah, then you have to really be like a mindset athlete, like top performer kind of. And it's easy now maybe to say that you have good days when you maybe easy forget how it was before.
Yes.
And it's not that we were having bad days all the time, but sometimes going to work, you were dreading certain things and maybe not feel as good as we're doing now. So this is really something we have worked hard for to... come to a place where we can actually work with our passion full time.
Yes. And I mean, we have a masterclass, which we have talked about before, I think. And in that masterclass, we share a lot about our journey. And that journey is not like this, you know, kind of the vibe we have right now. It was very much like this, like very much down and a lot of ups and downs, you know. And I show like very honestly how I felt during that time. And it was not very good at times. So yeah, we have really worked for it. And if you're listening to this, maybe get a little bit provoked that we're so happy. Don't be, because see this as inspiration. I mean, we have been down here. We didn't like our careers at all. We had a lot of bad days. I had a lot of anxiety actually back in the days with working with finance, because I felt that it wasn't my thing and I couldn't provide value truly for our customers, all that. I didn't feel so good during work. But then we did all this work, both with ourselves and placing ourselves in the right circumstances. Mm-hmm. And that made all the difference. So it is possible for anyone to do that as well.
Yeah.
So
I think everyone has a passion, everyone has a purpose or a gift that they would actually enjoy doing. And when we thought about changing to this, we were thinking like, is this too good to be true? Can you really work with something that feels so light and fun to you? And looking back, I'm thinking, how could we think like that? And you were recently posting a post on LinkedIn that I thought was very interesting. I love how we get inspired by each other's posts here. But you were talking about trading, like, do you have to choose between money and passion? And... what are our thoughts on that?
what were your thoughts when reading it?
No, but I think that it's easy to think that something that sounds very serious and maybe boring could be potentially more money. I think it's a common myth in today's society where you think that if you're you know, this struggling, when it's something artsy, they're struggling, but they're working with their passion and... you know, it's not so important with the money. But the truth is that you can really have both. You don't have to choose.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. It's like, that was my thoughts. I've shared this in another LinkedIn post as well, that when I started, like when I went to university, I had this part-time job at the bank. I talk a lot of shit about this job, but it was not my kind of job actually. So I was working part-time in a bank. And I remember this was like my first like kind of serious job. And I remember saying to someone like, this is not very fun. Like, I'm kind of like counting down the hours when I'm working at this bank. And that person said something to me that I kind of kept for a long time. And it was like, yeah, kind of welcome to adult life. Like, work isn't supposed to be like, woo,
they really said
fun.
That? That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, like work is kind of boring. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really? Like, that got me kind of depressed when I heard it. So that was kind of the notion I had for a long time, that work should be kind of like boring and serious and hard. And that's how you can actually earn money too. Like, that is a good career, kind of like that. So for a long time, Business and Dreams was just too much fun. Like, this can't be work. But it would be the same thing as, you know, if you had a relationship, it's like, it's only a good relationship if you put in a lot of work and it's really hard. That's mm-hmm. a good relationship. And it's like, no, the best relationship is just simple, ease, and just mm-hmm. so much fun like that. So why do we have this notion that work should be so boring? Like, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And one more thing. If you're looking for your passion, if you're listening to this and looking for a passion, think about something that comes very easily for you that you maybe don't even realize is a gift that you have. Because sometimes when something comes so naturally for us, we think that, okay, everyone, it's so easy for everyone. So maybe we don't even see it. Like, we're blind to it. And I feel that maybe for Business and Dreams, that it just came so natural for us, like everything we do there, because it's so much fun, it's so meaningful. But for a lot of people, that would maybe be not at all what they want to do. Yeah. So think about that. What is something that other people like, whoa, I'm so impressed how much you love to learn about this, how easy it comes for you. But you're like, you're just thinking it's for everyone, but it's not, you know? Yeah. Everyone has their passion that they could make their full-time job.
And I've seen a pretty recent passion of yours kind of flourishing. And I love to see that, because when you have your own company, you can really have space, because you have so many different roles, kind of so many things you can do to let one passion maybe flourish a bit more. For me, maybe it's been a bit public speaking. And for you, I've seen that copywriting has started to flourish. And I think a big insight for you is to also, like, not just try something once and then, no, it wasn't for me, because this is something that has really evolved over time when you have been trying different things, different ways of doing it. Or how would you say your journey has been with your passion for writing texts and copywriting?
Yeah, this is very random, I would say. No, but I mean, as you said, it started when I was kind of 10 years old.
Yeah. Weird.
But I just got this memory, this flashback. Yeah. Because I love to write very unseriously.
Yeah.
I love, yes, you know, the best text I've written is when I'm just having the most fun. Yeah. Like, when I'm just writing whatever comes to my mind. And I remember when I was 10 years old that, do you remember MSN?
What's it called? Yes, yes. Messenger. Who don't remember that?
If you're a 90s kid, you remember. It was this like chat program that everyone used. And I was just chatting with like a random boy in my class or something. And I just remember, I have a clear, weird memory of this, that I just had so much fun. I just came into this flow where I was like, gave some jokes. I'm like, this is on fire. And I really remember that chat. There were actually, I forgot about it, but now I remember it.
Yeah.
So I've always had a passion for being very unserious and just writing fun stuff. And for me, yeah, as I mentioned, when you don't see anything yourself, I remember that you have said it like before, because you have said like,
okay,
why don't you show more of your unserious side?
That's something I've said many times.
But sometimes I had it like against you too. Like, you remember when we started hanging out in Handels, which is Stockholm School University, our old university, we were at the lunch and you took a picture, like a nice picture, like girls' yeah. lunch or something. And you were like, do you think this caption is good? I was like, let me see it. And I just,
you were forcing me to write like super unserious things, and I'm ashamed until this day how many things you have forced me to do.
And but also your Snapchat name, when you used that, it yeah. was very my choice as well. And every time you added someone, they're like, nice choice, Camille. So anyway, And also, fun fact about me, I have a meme account that I post memes that I started, I think it was like during this boring part-time jobs. And I was like, I have to kill time in some way. And I saw so many funny memes. And I'm like, how can I kind of like canalize all the memes?
This is crazy. I mean, even when you're saying it and I've been following this for a year, I can't believe you actually have it and that it's been so active. It's crazy. Yeah,
I have like 8,000 posts or something. It's so weird. And I remember it was actually like, I feel ashamed if my old employer is listening to this. Sorry, but I started posting memes during work hours.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I was like, know that.
So worried. So like, I created this account. Maybe we will share the name of it and sometime. But yeah,
oh, really?
For now, it's a secret. Stay tuned. You have to listen to coming podcasts. But yeah, so I just created that account. And that's like my secret kind of thing that I've had where I can just experiment a little bit with humor. Mm. Because humor is really one of my biggest passions in life. I just love it. Like, if I would have one superpower, it is to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Because when people are laughing, it's kind of like one of the highest vibes you can be on. Like, you don't have any problems in the world. So
yeah.
I just love that. And if someone makes you laugh, you like them a lot. So that is a superpower for me. And I've always been curious, like, this psychological mechanism that wasn't so fancy, but like, how, why do you laugh for some jokes and some not? Mm. So that has always been a curiosity of mine. And long answer now to your question here, but when it started with copywriting was that we were having this community letter that we wanted to send out kind of regularly.
That's our name for a newsletter. For
yeah.
Some, I'm wondering. Yes.
We're so like, we had to be called community letter.
But yeah. Newsletter sounds boring because yeah. There are not a lot of great newsletters out
no,
there.
No, exactly. So we are different. We're cooler than the other newsletters. Yeah, but that we started and I was like, okay, we have to keep it more regular. And I remember the first chaos post that I was so close to sending out that you stopped me from was in January this year.
So it's very recent.
Very recent that I was going to create chaos for our community. No, it wasn't that chaos, but it was, I wanted to send out the post about growth mindset and fixed mindset. And it was not this long. It was this long, like it was so long, and I was like, I'm giving so much value now. I wrote it for like hours, like growth mindset, fixed mindset, 5 tips for creating a growth mindset, blah blah blah. And I sent it to you, I was so proud, like,
yeah,
I will share so much value now to our community. And you returned, like, great, but a little bit long. You were kind of polite, like, now looking back on it, I'm like, it was very much too long.
I was like, maybe we can take parts of it and use for different things.
We can have like 10 letters maybe. And I was like, really? And anyway, so, and how it started, because to wrap it up a little bit, I'm talking so much, you see how fired up I get, but we have this community letter which we send out weekly that I write now. And how it started was that I wanted to be like, okay, from Camilla and Wendla, this weekly nice community letter. But then my jokes, I couldn't stop myself from just putting in all the jokes there. So I was like, okay, this is so weird, like, people, like, these are weird jokes, I have to take responsibility for these jokes. So I'm like, okay, I'll put it in my voice and then Camilla can send whatever she wants, but I have to, like, people can't blame Camilla for this. And then it just became a habit that I just kept writing these weekly letters. And I actually, a few weeks ago, took a look back on my letters, like, went through every one of them, and just like 3 months ago I'm like, who is that Wendla? Like, you know, I'm evolving so quickly, I feel, yeah, in that area. My style now is so different from like only 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So now I feel like I really kind of found my style, but I know that in 3 months I'd be like, I'm ashamed. You know, and that's how I want it to be. I want to evolve every day so much. So it's truly a passion of mine. And what I want to do in this community letters is that I want to really combine like some deep insights within personal development, which I love, and also to add this kind of sprinkles of humor every now and then, so it becomes easier and more fun to read and digest all that information.
Yeah.
Long answer.
I love it. I mean, I always, because I get them in my inbox, I don't get to see them before they're sent out, and I laugh and I smile, and I don't do that to any other emails. I'm like, this is genius. And
thank you.
When we knew we wanted to have some kind of newsletter, but I got kind of in charge of it. I kind of took the responsibility. Yeah. I remember I was like, I'm gonna learn about this, but I felt a bit not so motivated because it's not something like on social media you get likes and comments, and here you don't get any response from just usually. And I was like, how do I even know if people like this? Or it's a bit less motivating that you don't get that data or feedback back to you. But now when you started this concept where it's deep analogies, those who have read, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Also, but no.
It's called metaphors or analogies.
I researched that.
Yeah. But okay. Something like that. And then there's a lot of jokes. And now people are really sending big, like long emails back of how they love these, how they are making them smile, but also making them reflect at the same time. And now I am so proud. And I mean, I can brag about this because it's you who write them, even though it's our company. But I'm so proud because it's really unique to have something that makes you reflect and laugh at the same time. And I can see now that this is a hobby or passion that starts to flourish for you, that you are in your free time or maybe even work time, you're researching on ways to improve your writing. And this is for you who are listening to this, I would say that explored, like try different things. Don't just, I mean, if we were just tried it once and then never tried a newsletter again, you wouldn't maybe explore this passion you have.
Yeah.
It's an exploration thing to discover your passion.
Yeah. And another thing I thought about is that it's kind of good to have a deadline sometimes. Because when you have maybe a passion, sometimes you can feel a bit like protective about it and be like, that's a very, like, of course, a bit of fixed mindset that you don't want to be challenged. But for me, like if I didn't have this deadline every Monday that I have to send something, then maybe I would perhaps like procrastinate so much.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm not having any ideas this week. Like, I guess this week I won't produce anything. But now I'm forced to come up with ideas every week, you know? And that's how I improve. So my tips for you also, if you want to develop on something, is to create these deadlines for yourself. And either that could be in the form of like a newsletter or whatever it can be, but it could also be like in the form of an accountability partner. Like you and I, we are accountability partners within Mindset, that we send each other stuff daily. For our goals, etc. So it's really good sometimes to have a deadline, some form of urgency, so you start writing or doing, producing whatever you want to produce. So yeah.
But if someone is thinking, could writing text be a passion of mine, what would you say are your advice to them to explore that or develop that further?
That's a good one. I would say, like, we all have different communication styles, first of all. I mean, look at you. I was just like, enough about me. Like, look how you with talking. Like, it's so inspiring. Like, one thing that I want to develop is how I speak. Now you're thinking about how I speak, but I truly want to. Okay, should I show how I want to speak?
Yes.
Okay, this is Camilla. First of all, but I want to speak like this. I hope I will continue with this. Like, this is like my authority role. Like, if you want to create a newsletter, it's so important that you really feel what it would be like to read that newsletter. You know, that is kind of how I want to develop my rhetoric.
So powerful.
Very cringe, very powerful. But, you know, so I am really developing in that aspect. I hope to be a better speaker. That is something I want to invest in myself within.
Yes.
Enough about me. You are an amazing speaker and it has come so naturally to you.
I don't know, but it's for me, it's kind of something I can switch on and off. If, for instance, if there is public speaking on a stage, I turn on a certain type of speaking. But it is something that I am very passionate about. I think it's so fun to inspire people in that way. But I think both writing and speaking are really kind of necessary abilities when you run a company and you need to show up a lot on social media and you need to speak, you need to write text to it. And I think it is very, very fun to develop it and see how you can make it better. Because if you see something fun, you know, it's going to be much easier for you. It's also a mindset thing. If you see it as, if you tell yourself, it's so hard for me to show up on social media, it's so, I don't know what I should do. Like, you should really try to switch your mindset. How can you try to make it fun? How can you try to see, how can you improve, you know?
But I remember, in because if, for those who don't know, we became friends during a group assignment in Handels. Yeah. And it was so weird. Like, we have been in the same, like, group of friends for many years. Like, okay, 2.5 years, I guess. And we became friends in the third year. And, like, despite all the pre-parties, all the things that we have, like, seen each other within, all the circumstances, it was a boring group assignment when we were like, oh, we should be best friends. So that maybe says a lot about us. But I remember, anyway, during that group assignment that you presented, like, our work. And even then, like, I spotted you like a coach, like, I see talent. I remember you spoke so confidently and you didn't seem like nervous at all, because I can get nervous when I do public speaking in new settings, but you don't seem to get nervous. Mm-hmm. That's so cool with you, I feel. And yeah, it's so interesting.
I mean, I think I do absolutely get nervous from time to time, but I have started to love the feeling a bit when you challenge yourself and you feel that feeling of, this is outside my comfort zone, this is a bit, you know, I need to mentally prepare for. And then you feel that feeling afterwards that I'm kind of addicted to, that I did it, I challenged myself. And I mean, we both are a bit addicted to those type of goals, that's what drive me to do a TED talk, or that's what drive me to I don't know, to do things where you feel like, I'm not sure if I will be able to do this, like run a marathon or do a 10-day silent retreat. I am just loving, that's when I feel like I'm alive.
Wow.
And that's when I feel like I'm living my life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want always to have some of those things happening at least once a year, where you feel like, this is a big challenge.
What is the challenge for this year?
I think it was very nervous when we launched our program, honestly, because we didn't know how people were gonna react or anything. I think that was a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
I was very nervous.
Yeah. Oh my God. We had no idea. It felt like, you know, dropping your, I was gonna say, baby to the world.
Yeah. It was like different stage. I mean, those who have ever launched something to like a new product probably understand this feeling. Mm. But it was like different stages also. First, it was nervous when you just announced it on social media, how are people going to react? And then when you have actually, your customers have actually paid and are getting the product, how are they reacting then? So I was nervous that time as well. But then after that, I could finally relax, and that felt so good.
I heard a great metaphor, talking about metaphors, and it was like, imagine when you are starting a company that is like, it's a plane that it's going to take off. So you need a lot of like energy, like, you know, both mental energy, like mindset work, but also like actual, perhaps a little bit more work as well. And you have to make that plane kind of take off. But once it's up in the air, it's like, you don't need to put that much extra energy.
Yeah.
But I feel that what happened for us, if we use this analogy, was that we were up in the air because we already had our company.
Yeah.
But now we're going to launch something new. So we have to like that.
Yeah.
So we had no idea how will this like increase go.
Yeah.
But now we're here again.
Yeah.
But soon we are going to be up here again when we challenge ourselves again very soon with the program. Maybe we could share about that, about the program also, because now you spoke a little bit about it. We are opening up the doors again to Business and Dreams Academy.
Yes.
So then we launched it in the end of August, and now the 21st of November, we are welcoming new participants. And if you're interested in this program, I think we've talked about it a lot in other podcast episodes, but yeah, it's a mindset program that we are so passionate about. And if you are aspiring entrepreneurs, you can either have a business idea or you can have worked a little bit on it, maybe you're part-time now, then you should join us. It's 21st of November. So send us a DM, Money Mindset, and we will share everything about it. But that's my thing, like next time, 21st of November, it will be a little bit like this again. So that's always how it is.
And it's, luckily we're not nervous anymore, like for this new batch, because that was our first time.
Yeah.
So even though we had very much confidence in everything we were doing, it's still that that sense of we're doing something new.
Yeah.
But now I'm not nervous. I am just extremely excited.
Yeah.
And I'm so confident. I'm so confident in how this can change people's life now. Mm. So that's when it becomes more just exciting and fun.
Yeah, exactly as you said, because many of the participants have said that it's the best investment they have made in their lives. So now it's like, we want to just spread it to everyone, like kind of that feeling. So it's very much more excitement now than doubt or what's it called?
Like when you're not nervous. Sure.
Yeah, nervous and not sure how it's going, kind of like that. Now we know the program and we know that they love it. So now it's more like excitement. So
Yeah.
So, okay, what have we talked about today? Should we kind of summarize this whole mess?
This whole mess. I mean, a lot about passion, honestly, because it's a bit of our passion is for you to follow your passion.
So passion section.
Yeah, passion is a word we use a lot in our company. But it is like, just, this is not a summary, but something I've heard is that when you have a kid, you would always have like a children, you would always tell them, what do you want to work with? And we would just say like, find something you earn a lot of money that's kind of boring, you know? You would be like, what do you think you would be good at? What would be fun? What are you passionate about? You encourage that to a children. But then when you're adult, all of a sudden you should stay safe at a job you're not passionate about. We need to go back to when we were children. Like you said, you started with this writing when you were a kid. And I want to encourage you to think about, if you were thinking like a kid right now or children, what would you say you think is fun or you're passionate about?
Yeah.
And is there a possibility that you can do it full time?
That's so true.
And if that's the case, maybe our program video is the program for you to make it possible to do it full time. Because a lot of people are also doing it part time because it can be a bit tricky to see how you can find a way to be able to do it with all of the time you have.
Exactly. Do you want to hear something I heard in a podcast?
Yes.
It's kind of dramatic. So be aware that it's going to be dramatic. But it's like, do you know what the biggest nightmare is?
No.
It's like, how would you know? Such a weird pause on me. But the biggest nightmare they said in this podcast is meeting, like when you are about to die.
Yeah.
Is meeting the version of you who you could have become. And right,
but when I let that one sink in, it hit me a bit.
Like, imagine, because here's the thing, that now I'm going into my new rhetorical role I felt. But here's the thing, really, like, okay, I get really, really angry and emotional right now because I'm thinking about all the people right now who are so, like, they have so many passions and so many things they want to express to the world, but they are holding themselves back because they're thinking about, like, what will my aunt's dog think about this? Or what will my high school friend think about this? Like, I should maybe hold back a little bit. Or maybe they have some fears, like, what if people don't like it? I mean, sometimes when I go to, I like going through the library sometimes, and I look at all the books there, and there are so many books. And I'm like, oh, there's so many authors in this world. But then I get another thought. Like, imagine that behind every book, there are probably like 100 people who wanted to write a book, but they doubted themselves. So they never did it.
Yeah.
So imagine now being at the end of your life and realizing that, oh, I spent my whole life just worrying about what other people would say. I held myself back. I didn't do anything that I actually wanted. So I stayed at this boring job the whole time. And then you're meeting the person who you could have become. Like this, if we take writing, for example, this author who sold millions of copies, who inspired so many people and lived this amazing life. And you're like, oh, I let myself be held back by fears. Like, don't be that person who was held back by irrelevant fears. I want you who are listening to this right now to be honest with yourself. Take a moment and think and ask yourself this. Am I true to myself right now? If my 100-year-old self would, like, is looking at me right now, what advice would she give me? when I say that, I get insights myself because it's so good. No, but truly, like,
we're very humble here in this podcast.
But seriously, I don't feel that I'm even living that as well, because we have so much potential and we are in our bubble all the time. Think about, again, our aunt's dog and stuff, and it's not relevant. Think about what you want. Your aunt's dog is so annoying. It's holding you back. Like, so, but really, think about what you want. And I think that my conclusion here is that I feel that work-wise, I'm really living my purpose right now. I feel that I love what we do, and I love just helping others and impacting women's lives. And I want you who are listening to this to think about that as well. What is the thing that you truly want to do? Because that is what you should do. And if you want to get the support to do that, now it's get a bit like, now I'm connecting it to our program, but really, like, if you want the support to do that, you have to be part of Business and Dreams Academy, because that is exactly what we do. We help women who have this passion, they know what they want to do, but they haven't done it. They have procrastinated for years, and now they're finally going for it and becoming that version. Like, there should be no difference between who you want to be and who you are when you're 9 years old, and that's what the women in Business and Dreams Academy are doing right now.
Yes.
Such a power speech, but really, this is, I get so crazy.
When I asked participants before they join the program, how long have you been wanting it? The most common answer I get is either like, I've been like forever almost, yeah, or they say like 10 years. It's never like, I came up with it 1 week ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's such a long way usually for people to take action on this.
Mm.
And I, before you quit your job, hold your horses. What's the expression?
Right, yeah.
You don't need to quit your job.
Good point.
You can stay with your boring job, okay. No, but you can stay at your job. The most important thing, because I don't want you to be in fight or flight mode. When you're in fight or flight mode, it's very hard to think about self-actualization, if you know the hierarchy of Maslow's needs, where you first need your basic needs, safety, security, food, etc. So keep that, because then you can think about dreams and how to live out your fullest potential. You don't have to quit and take that jump straight away. Just take action and start exploring while having that safety net to begin with. And then you can see when you're ready, you might want to take the full jump, so to say.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about that too, like, which state should I be in when I join Business and Dreams Academy? And it's quite different. Like, some of our participants, they just have this idea, they know kind of what their passion is, and they're very, very, very early stage, and they're having another full-time job, while others have gone, you know, they're further down in the process and maybe are kind of working almost full time with their company and just want to grow it. So you can be at any stage in your company or like in your journey. But the only thing is that you should feel that you want even more from where you are right now. That is really the thing. But what would you say about the stage where you should be in?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, do you want a transformation? Do you want to set a goal and truly commit, I am going to go for this goal? Do you want to have a goal that is beyond what you have ever experienced so far? Do you want to have a breakthrough? Because I've been in that position where I wanted a breakthrough, and I know the process how to actually get there. And that is what we are teaching. But no matter if you are joining the program, we of course hope you are, or not, we just want to say that we believe in your dreams. We want you to go after your passion and not have any regrets, because we need more women to do that.
Yes. When you say any regret, no regrets, there's like this common tattoo, like, no regrets. That's the tattoo you should get. Like, don't have any regrets in life. Think about your old self and listen what she wants you to do. And that is probably following your passion and not working at that job you don't really like. Like, imagine me being back either at that boring like job in the bank I had, or in finance. I would be like, not very happy right now. Like, so it's so important that both for yourself, here's the thing also, when you work with your passion, the final note, when you work with your passion, you make both yourself happy and the world. You know, when I worked in finance, I wasn't that happy myself, and I didn't make the world happier either. So it's like lose-lose. So when you work with your passion,
instead
you
of
can,
a win-win.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's a win-win when you work with your passion, because you're so passionate about it, so you just want to give value. So
the purpose of your life is to find your gifts and give it away. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao.